Hey, angels, everybody. Sorry, call everybody angels, right? It's kind of cool. This is Cherie, and Angel Coaches is my organization. And I really got inspired to talk to you guys about this. It's like most people want to know how to have a lot. Did I say a lot of prosperity, wealth, success, whatever that means to you, right? And so I really got led to share this with you. One of the things that I know that really, really works is living on purpose, right? And what does that mean? Well, every morning, and I learned this from Grant Cardone, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, gosh, a success of other, coaches. And I'm a transformational coach. You know, I help you in all areas of your life, or my organization does. I have coaches that work with me that do the same thing. I have a great coach that's starting with me right now. Her name is Nicole Taylor, and she just left a message or left a show on that we did earlier tonight. And then tomorrow, Melissa Fishman and myself will do Go Run for Fun Fitness, and we do that show. But what is our purpose? And I have been writing my purpose down, gosh, forever. I'll never forget, writing it down when I was much younger, in my 20s. And my dad had given me a book to read. And the name of the book was The Greatest, The Richest Man of Babylon, right? And Jim Rohn talks about it too. Great, great, great. It's a great book. And then another one he gave me to read was The 1 Minute Salesperson. And both of those books were life-changing for me, and love them, love them, love them. But what they did teach me, okay, was to write things down and write my purpose down. So every morning I write, these are some of my purpose, okay? And I write it, I call it my purpose because when you write it down, it becomes a part of who you are. And I look back at some of my, when I wrote things way in the past years ago, and I have an old journal, it's like, it's leather. It was a gift from, a company that I was representing. And I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, I created that. I did that. I made that happen. Right. Well, not only me, but my higher self. So I said, okay, so I'm looking at my purpose. Like this is me in my 20s. I am creating a flat, lean stomach. Right. So that was one of my goals or my purpose. I don't call them goals. I call it my purpose. I am helping people have a mind, body, spirit connection. That is what Angel Coaches is about. But way before Angel Coaches, that's what I was doing. I am, this is one of my goals. I'm going to be the best athlete out there, runner, athlete. And am I the best? I am the best. I'm better today than I was yesterday. And one of the things I was doing today is I said, I'm grateful to be able to run tomorrow. I'm grateful to have more courage. So those are some things I wrote down this morning. And when I was running, doing my run, because I ran close to 2 miles today, that's what I was saying when I was running. And so to have better time, I'm grateful to have better time. I'm grateful to help more people than ever. I'm grateful to, this is some of my purposes that I'm writing now, and then I wrote last year too. I'm grateful to be able to reach 6.5 billion people. That's the whole world here, and I'm grateful to do that. I am grateful that my purpose is to help as many people as I can. I'm grateful to brand Angel Coaches, and I started doing that a few years ago, and so that's what I'm in the process of doing. Have I fallen? Yes, I have. Do I pick myself up? Yes, I do. So it doesn't really matter how many times you fall or fail or whatever. Just pick yourself up. So those are some my purpose that I write down. I am grateful to be in a wonderful relationship with my sweetheart, and he is wonderful. So what are some of your purposes? What do you want to do? So start by writing it 3 or 4 of them down. That's it. That's all I ever did for a long time. I'm grateful to be healthy and my organs to be healthy, right? It's a mind-body-spirit connection. I'm grateful to have the ability to work with the angels because I've been seeing them since I was 3, right? Great, great deal there. You know, so, you know, I just write them down. So, you know, pick three or four, write them down. And when I'm running, or maybe when you're biking, or when you're walking, or when you're, you know, have your downtime, then you can say what you're creating, right? Or what your purpose is, right? And I'm, you know, people go, well, that sounds like a goal. Let me tell you something. When you live on purpose, right, and you get clear about it, you write it down every day. That's the best. Okay. And you don't spend hours. You don't even spend a lot of time doing it. Maybe a couple of minutes, right? Grant Cardone really talks about that too. And, you know, and he talks about how it's really helped him. And you guys, it does help. You know, my sweetheart, he said, Tori, what are all these notebooks for? That's where I've written them down at. So just so you know, I'm grateful for the books that I've read. I'm grateful to, you know, to learn something, right, every day, right? And so, you know, I was listening to Jim Rohn today, and he said, and I asked my dad about it after I heard it. Hey, Jim Rohn says, you know, I would like, he goes, I am, you know, grateful to have the Bible. And he said, and he goes, I'm not an expert in it. He said, but what I like about the Bible, he said, is that I am, he said, if I had a question to ask to God, and my dad told me this too, he said, I would want to know why that in the Old Testament, folks lived until they were 800 or 900 years old or even more. I think what, according to the Bible, the oldest man is 999 years. It was like 999 years. That's almost 1,000. My goodness, right? And they look great. They must have been extremely healthy. So I was like thinking to myself, I need to be extremely healthy too. And so that's something I really concentrate on and try to eat healthy for that. So, you know, and Jim Rohn says, what would I ask God? Why are we shortchanged about living longer? And, you know, I'm in agreement with that. How come we're shortchanged, right? So one of my purposes is to understand, I'm grateful to understand why we don't live as long, you know, as they did in the biblical times or in before, I don't know, before whatever, you know, the cars or whatever you want to say. I mean, because people live, I think they're starting to live longer now, but I would like to know that, you know, and how did they stay youthful looking? One of my purposes that I say is I am grateful to be young and healthy and look young, right? Because if I'm young and healthy, then I'll be able to run like that lady does. I have her on my Facebook page, Tori Abbott. And angel coaches, I believe. But you know, she's 102 years old, and gotta see her. She is amazing, right? And so, how can we all live like that? So, anyway, as I said, I'm grateful to help people. I'm grateful to brand Angel Coaches for it's all around the world. I'm grateful to make, and you know, whatever money you want to make, right, in your business, in your career, promotions, whatever. So I've got my. I'm grateful to make this amount of money. But I'm writing it down every day, so it's becoming a part of who I am, right? And I've been doing this for forever. You know, I started doing it in my 20s. I looked at some things I wrote down. I was like, oh, my gosh, Tori. I've obviously gotten a little bit more, being more giving and more savvy, right? You know what I mean? Giving is important, and being open and giving, not only giving, but if you're open, when you start the process of giving, you open your heart to receive, okay? So when you start that process of giving, then you open your heart and others open their heart to receive. I think that's important, right? Because my dad told me, he says, Tori, it's better to give than to receive. And I'm going to disagree with that because it's all about giving and receiving. And when you receive, you're teaching someone else how to give. And when you give, you're teaching someone else how to receive. How cool is that, right? And those are a couple of things. Living on purpose, right? I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be healthy. I will write that down tomorrow morning. I'm grateful to be able to help people. I am grateful to command my conscious and my subconscious to help as many people as we can today. I got that from Tony Robbins. Personal development is really key because if you're just writing this down and you're angry, it doesn't work as well, I promise. But if you continue to write down, you will be less angry. I promise you that. And then you're going to find multiple sources of income, okay? And if you choose, are you going to get more, make the most cash, most prosperity in helping people, working with people, your bank account, your relationships, that will just grow, okay? And like I said, and that's a cool thing. So, you know, I'm grateful to help as many people as I can. I told a friend of mine today that's just starting to be a coach. I said, you know what? I said, I don't care how I have to touch people with, you know, with angel coaches, because my bliss is helping others find theirs, right? You have no idea when these people, I see them and they have these aha moments. Amazing. And, you know, I said, so it doesn't matter if I have to, I'll reach everybody I can on the internet, right? Because, you know, most everywhere we go on the planet, in the universe, I'm sure has some sort of internet, right? But I also know that the kind of vibration I carry helps everybody here in my city, my state, my country, the world, okay? And I dare say the higher vibration we have working on ourselves, personal development, like one of your purpose, maybe one of your purposes to help people as well. If you want to become a coach, then call me, because I've got people that are making lots of money. And it's not about making money. It's about helping people, right? But the bigger that your heart is and open it is and learning how to help people find their bliss, if that's what one of the things that you want to do, if that's something that angel coaches can help you do and also help you help others to do. How cool is that, right? And so those are some things that I do, and those are some things that I'm passionate about. But when you write your purpose down every day, I'm grateful to be healthy. I'm grateful to be a great parent, mom or dad, whatever. I'm grateful to be great in a relationship, because you know what? That's key. And there's a book out there that you can get on audiobooks, Audible, whatever you use. You can listen to it or buy it on Amazon, actually. And The Buddha Married. And I'm listening to that. And I had a dream that I was supposed to listen to it. So I'm going to suggest it to you guys. The Buddha Married. Okay. It's a great book. I mean, that has been an eye-opener, because I'm living with somebody. And we just spent our first year together just about. So it's been interesting. It's been up. It's been down. It's been crazy. It's been fun. It's been loving. It's just been everything. And I asked my sweetheart the other day, I go, do you think we'll be together forever? He goes, it will certainly seem like it. So I hope you guys can appreciate that. So I got two dogs that I adore. I'm grateful to be a dog mom and have two fur babies that I love. I'm grateful for my daughter, who is growing right now exponentially, and she's just amazing. And she's had some challenges in her life, and she's doing really, really, really well and becoming quite successful. How cool is that? You know, so you can say a lot of things. You can, you know, and when I'm running, as I said, I'll say my mantras. I'm grateful to have courage, because sometimes it's not about having money or paying bills. It's just having enough courage or increasing your courage. I am grateful for courage, because if I have courage, I can face and do anything. I may be afraid. I may be a little frightened. There's nothing like that feeling. Anyway, I hope that helps you guys. So if you're interested in a coaching session, I give one coaching session free. Or if you're interested in getting a yearly reading for 2020, we talk about your love life, your career life, your family life, your relationships, business and personal, wellness, and also what's some great things that are in store for you in 2020. I always see the glass half full. So even with challenges, because wouldn't that be great if we didn't have any challenges? Sounds like it. But I think challenges are like the space between music. That's really what makes it a great song, right? The space between the music or between the notes, right? And so, you know, it's like you learning to overcome everything and all the challenges that you got for 2020. Or maybe you have a few and you already know that you're going to handle them. But I tell you something right now, how to have a great year. Start today. Start tomorrow morning, tonight before you go to bed, and write your purpose. Okay? I give you an idea about some of mine. And living on purpose is really key. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. And if you want to set an appointment with me for one free session of coaching, or you want to make an appointment to get a yearly reading, because I use the intuition and the angels and all of everything that I do, then let me know. Text me at 954-636-9401. You can get a yearly reading. You can get one free coaching session. Let me know. All right. You guys have a great now, and hopefully I get a chance to talk to you soon. 954-636-9401. Oh, one other thing. Can you like us on iTunes? You know, because I have my shows go on iTunes. And also, can you like us on Blog Talk Radio? Angel Coaches is my Facebook name, and we're getting ready to launch some really cool stuff. So if you want to have your apps out there and you want to have a website, we can get that done for you. If you want to be an angel coach, we can get that done for you as well. All right, hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. And I use Ask For Me and or some of my new coaches. We'll get you set up for a free coaching session, and so you can turn your life into the best possible life it can be, and you becoming the best possible version of yourself. Isn't that cool? You got to be happier with that. Anyway, take care. Have a great now, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.